Before we get to hockey, you didn't talk about it going into the game, and yesterday was a bit of a whirlwind getting out of town, so I'll ask you today, thoughts on Winnipeg getting the Grey Cup championship?
Well, I probably should clear that up. So I had about a four-year run of my wife and I went to a game when they were 4-0 about 4 years ago. We're fans of the O'Shea family. My youngest chummed around with his boy, and they lost that game and went on a terrible streak. So we'd turn the TV on, and the Bombers would give up a touchdown. So we had to kind of ban ourselves from it. But I'm in Nashville flipping through, and the game's on, right? The Western Conference game on. As soon as I turned on, they scored. So I figured if I didn't tell anybody, I didn't say the word Blue Bombers, that there was a chance. So I got to kind of watch the game, but I wasn't allowed to talk. I had absolutely nothing to do with them winning. But fairly sure if I had not broken that streak, I would have been completely responsible if they had lost.
How about your relationship with Mike, just being the two head coaches of two big teams in town?
Right, both, again, there's a bit of a family connection there. We've had, you know, coffee together, but both so busy and at opposite. He's going, and when we start going, so there's not time to make the connection. But for me, I'm happy for Winnipeg. I mean, it's great. Some long-suffering fans, but I'm mostly happy for his family, you know, the wife and kids. And the family participates in every loss, right? And it's really nice that they can have a great family day as champions.
I know, Paul, just on that sense, I know when the Raptors won the NBA championship, the Leafs organization said, hey, we want to try and absorb that or have our players sort of see what it looked like and felt like and sounded like. I don't know, you guys were on the road yesterday, so you probably don't see much of the parade.
So all of it, right? So the timing of it, we moved practice from downtown because we needed to, and then we were on a plane when it was happening. It would have been nice to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah.
I know, my youngest was down at Portage of Maine, I think, the night of the and he is of age, by the way. So it is. It's great for the city to partake. Everybody should truly celebrate and enjoy it.
Who goes in for Nathan Beaulieu tonight?
Anthony Pitetto will go in.
Just kind of walk us through the decision there for both him and Carl?
Both, he was kind of maybe LIFO, to use a last out, first in. I guess I spelled the wrong acronym, but he had played, and when we started playing well, he was a part of that. It was a very difficult out for Anthony to come out because his best hockey was in those four or five games. We can put him in on his natural side, which would also be true of Carl, and we'll make decisions now. Nathan is more than day-to-day, so we'll probably have a chance to look at both of them here.
Just returning to the scene of the crime for Connor Hellebuyck?
That's accurate. That's appropriate. That's the right word. But yeah, there was some larceny there. He's been so good for us all year. That was above and beyond. And you do get that sense some nights, a couple times a year, that your guy's just not going to get beat. He's just that, and we gave him lots of opportunity. As bad as the shot clock was, and clearly there were some great chances, it was almost, I also think, where our defense started to kind of gel into being real hard net front and being tighter gapped in the D zone, because we, in the last 40 minutes, we spent 35 of it there.
Yeah.
So we got lots of practice, but it was a kind of a bit of a touchstone game for our back end. They battled hard in that game, and it's continued.
You saw when you were in here last time a few weeks ago, the Sharks were maybe scuttling along a bit, but you saw a pretty good team that night, and it seems like since then they've kind of righted the ship.
They were coming out of it then, and then added Marlowe and got a little confidence in the room, saying he's 9-1, right? So we feel this will be as tough an out as an opponent is going into Dallas than they were on their run. We're playing pretty well right now. We think we're playing a whole lot better than we did the last time we were in here. But we followed that up with a great performance in Vegas on back-to-back the next night. And that kind of jump-started. So both our teams, I think, found their game kind of off this one. They walked away going, hey, all we got to do is play like that and we'll be fine. And we learned that you just got to stay in the fight and you can win some games.
I just wanted to ask you, sorry, one quick one about Tucker Poolman. Had that one rough game a few weeks ago. We talked about it at the time. But how do you feel he's just adjusted to that? And how much has Josh played a role in that?
Right. I would say we're talking about, I know he missed a couple with an upper body injury, but 1 in 20 is a real good number. If you don't, everybody's going to have it for a first-year pro in his first real time in the NHL. And then also he and Josh now taking, you know, the big bulk of the A lines on the other team really, really well. His physical strength is showing. He's a lot of times what you get is a young player comes in and they do kind of deteriorate over there. They get worn down. He looks like the opposite. He's a big, powerful man that looks like he's the heavier lifting and the on-ice role that he takes. He's actually getting stronger in it. His reads get better. Young defensemen have so much to process. Your partner's just one of the things. Josh is about as easy as you can find a man to play with in terms of his consistency and his reads. And I think that might be where we've seen an uptick in both their play as they are starting to get comfortable with each other.
You faced two pretty offensive-minded defensemen tonight, Paul. As a team, how do you feel this team has defended offensive defensemen this year?
Well, if you go back and look at the run that we've had, and now Klingberg wasn't in Dallas, but you've got the Nashville group and you've got Werenski and Jones, and we're going to see it in here tonight, reasonably well, the four-man rush, we're seeing that, you know, it's kind of ubiquitous in the game. Everybody's got defense that are looking to jump in reasonably well. These two guys are special in that they can individually then beat your group. It's not just everybody's got their guy. They can beat a guy and then cause you a whole lot of other problems. And then pucks to the net. Brent Burns would get the puck off his strong side one-timer better than anybody else in the league from a difficult place to get it to the net. He's so good at it. So shot lanes for those guys. But stay above them and be comfortable when it's not the normal 3-2 set. When it's a four-man set coming in and they stay in, we have to be comfortable with that.
What wouldn't the regular fan not know, perhaps, about what a goalie's... what a good goalie does for a team with the five guys in front of him?
Well, just take one event two different ways. You get a shot blocked as a defenseman and go down and you're digging it out of the back of your net. Coach is mad. The defenseman loses confidence. And your team is looking at potentially a greater chance of a loss. But that save means the defenseman goes back and taps the goalie's pads and says, hey, man, thanks for bailing me out. The coach says, hey, try not to get your shot blocked next time, and you got a better chance to win. So just run that event over and over again. When you've got a guy, it truly allows, especially a younger in terms of experienced defense, time to build confidence, a team time to... So you look at the number of one-goal games, and in every single one of those games that we've won, or even the one that we lost, there's a bunch of shots that if he's not right, you're not winning that game. And we haven't put up a tremendous number of run support games where we've got four or five where the goalie can let in a couple of off ones. Our goalie's had to be that good, and he's let this youngish defense build some confidence.
It seems in that room that they would, you know, unanimously vote him as the MVP so far this season. Would you...
Yeah, you know what? If I was going to say something else, it wouldn't be to detract from what he'd done. But there's some really special things with all of the unusual circumstances that I think we faced this year, where players have stepped up either in a game or in a leadership role and have made a major impact beyond that one event. But he has been, and you know what, Lauren Brossoit deserves. I still feel terrible he doesn't get the W for that win. Because he made saves that made it happen. But our goaltending tandem has been just very, very